Okay, Shalom Rabosa, Guten Yud Av. It is Motzei Tisha B'Av here in Eretz Yisrael, and unfortunately the Beis HaMikdash has not yet been rebuilt, so we all have to do our part to make that happen, and Baruch Hashem, we are learning the Daf Yomi and as part of our efforts to do just that. So today we're going to learn Kuf Mem Vav in Masechta Shabbos, plowing towards the end of the Masechta, and we are at the bottom of Kuf Mem Heyom Beis here. We have been talking about a hangout between Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Asi, and they were hanging out with Rabbi Yochanan. And they were schmoozing about different topics, and Rabbi Yochanan was kind of dozing off, hanging out, I don't know, not exactly paying attention, and Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Asi were going back and forth and talking about different topics. Why is this? Why is this true? Why is this true? And Rabbi Yochanan kind of woke up and said, you got these things wrong. It's not exactly true what you're saying. So the last topic they were talking about is what we're up to right now. Four lines up from the bottom. Why do the Talmid Chacham and Bavel dress nicely? So they had posited earlier that maybe because they're not as great as the Talmid Chacham and Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they need to dress up in nice clothing to get kavod, as opposed to the Talmid Chacham and Eretz Yisrael that would get kavod as a result of their scholarship, as in terms of what they knew, but apparently above all, they were lesser quality. So Rabbi Yochanan said, that's not true, that's not exactly what, that's not the reason at all. Because they're not from their places, meaning they travel all around a lot. They're exiled from Eretz Yisrael, right? They're exiled from Eretz Yisrael, they're not from their towns, they have to move around a lot, so people don't recognize them. Because people say, in my town, my own name is good enough to get me, I don't know, kavod into, you know, whatever, through whatever situation you need to do. But below masa, but outside my town, so then my clothing is what, enables me to see, right, people to see that I'm a chash of a person. And that's what gives me kavod. Okay. Habayim yashrei Yaakov yatzitzu v'orach Yisrael. The people who... if Yaakov, who wanted to Yashrish, to take root, they will make flowers in Israel. They will take root and they will flower in Israel. Tani Rav Yosef, Ed Tamil Chacham Shabbat Bavel, Shoshin Tzitzin Uprachim the Torah. These are the Tamil Chachamim in Bavel, right, who plant themselves and make flowers of Torah in Bavel. So you see that it's true that Rabbi Yochanan says, and not that they weren't good Tamil Chachamim, it's just rather that they weren't from the right place, and that's why they had to wear those coveted clothing. Oh, this is another one. Sorry, we weren't at the last one. We're at the second to last one. Why are the goyim filled with zuama, filled with tuma? So they had said before that. Where was the answer before? What did they suggest? Hold on, I'm trying to find it. I don't see it. Okay, Beseder, I forget exactly. And I don't want to take up too much time looking for it. You can kind of scan the page up there. But Rabbi Yochanan says it's not true. Whatever the answer was previously. Alright, I give up. Anyway, so Rabbi Yochanan says, Shalo amdu lifnei har Sinai. Al har Sinai. Because they didn't stand at har Sinai. What does that have to do with anything? So he says, Shebesha Sheba Nachash Al Chava. Here the Gemara posits something that's interesting. So Machokas is discussion of what exactly happened between the Nachash and Chava. So according to this Gemara, the Nachash actually seduced Chava. And at the moment that he did so, Hitil Bazuama, he put in, so he was able to, kind of impart some sort of impurity into Chava. So what happened afterwards? How do you get out of that impurity out of people? So Yisrael Shamdu Al Har Sinai Paska Zuamasan. I'm Yisrael who stood at Har Sinai. They got rid of the Zuama, but of the Kachavim Shalom Amdu Al Har Sinai Lo Paska Zuama. Right? That's what Rabbi Yochanan means. And that's why the Goyim have some sort of the previous answer was that they eat Shkatzim and Ramasim. That just popped into my head. That they eat in impure food, so therefore they have the Zuama. So Rabbi Yochanan said no, they got it from Chava and they just were never cured of their zuma. So Amar Le Rav Acha, Brei Rav Ravashi, Gerim Mai. Okay, so what about Gerim? Right, Rav Shesh Lo Hayu Al Har Sinai. Meichan Poskan Zuma. Where did they lose their zuma? So Amar Le Afakav Dinu Lo Chazu Mazlayu Chazu. Right, even though last week's parsha, And it's going to quote a pasuk later in Devarim, but actually last week's parsha. But the Gemara goes to a different pasuk. Anyway, but meaning they were not there, but Mazlayu Havu, their mazel was. Rashi earlier in the Masechta said that the mazel is a guardian angel up on top that watches over each person. So apparently their guardian angels were there at Sinai. And Rashi says, Kol she amdu al har Sinai niskachu v'tar v'nistaru v'nistra'afu mikol mum. Right, so even you know, there was a full-on refuah shleima for the entire nation that was gathered at Am Yisrael. Apparently, this includes angels that were watching. Parsha in, I think it's in Nitzavim, but either way, right, he says that everybody was there. So apparently, even the Gerim, even the Malachim, the protective angels for the Gerim. Upligad Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. This is actually against Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. Dam Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana at Shlosha Doros Lo Posko Zulma Me'avosenu. Had he says there's another way where we didn't get the Zulma out of Am Yisrael. It wasn't our Sinai. It was three generations. It took three generations to get the Zulma out of us. Avram Holid Es Yishmael. Yitzchak called it as Esav, right? So for two generations of Avos, there was some sort of Zulma in the children. Right? There wasn't a complete purity of the children of our forefathers. But Yaakov, holy dude, be Shvatim, Shlohaiba, and Shumum Dofi. Shum Dofi, there was no, Yotze Dofin is like an exclusion. There was no, black sheep, shall we say, in the offspring of Yaakov Avinu. And that's how you know the Zulma was gone. Okay, fine. Back to Hashavs. Shover Adam Esachavis Lechol Heimenu Grogros. A person is allowed to break a barrel in order to get at some dried figs. Rashi says, what are you doing? You're not just punching it like karate style, right? Besakin Obisai. If you're taking a sword to chop open and to get open a barrel to get these pressed figs, and we're going to see that that's important. The Gemara at the end of this is going to be see that that example is important. Why are you not chayev? Why is that fine? As Rashi says, the ein b'makalkel shum iser b'shavis. You're destroying the barrel, right? So there's no iser. You can smash up, chop it up, play Fruit Ninja. I know that's an old school game. You can chop up the game, chop up the barrel as much as you want to get these pressed and dried figs. Ubil vachli is kavein lasos kli, right? As long as you're not trying to make a kli out of the barrel, because that would not be mekalkel, that would be metakein, and that would be aser. Vein nokvim megufa shel chavis, and you cannot make a hole in a stopper or a cork of a barrel. Devarabiyu, devarachachamim matirim, the chachamim say it's mutter. We'll talk about exactly what's going on over there. V'lo yigvena mitzida, you definitely can't stab the cork or the plug on the side. On the side. And we'll see exactly why that's different than stabbing it and making it a hole in the top. I guess just a spoiler alert, why would it be any more of a hole? Right, presumably the reason Rabbi Yehuda says it's usser is because you're making a hole in the barrel. Right, instead of taking the cork off, maybe you can't, whatever, making a hole in the top that allows you to take the wine out of the barrel. So that's machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. Well, we'll see exactly what the case is. It's a machlokas what the case is. But a push-up shot, that stabbing it on top is a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chachamim. But according to the Mishnah, it seems pretty clear that you can't stab it on the side. Well, why would stabbing a cork on the side be any worse? Right, if anything, I figure that poking a hole in the cap of a bottle on top is much better to get liquid out than to make on the side. So the Gemara is going to explain that you would use some sort of siphon to get out the wine on the side, if you can imagine. And if you have a hole in a barrel, at the top, so and there's wine in there. So depending on how big the hole is, impurities can get in. You can get some dirt and some dust, whatever will fall in. But if the hole is on the side and you can kind of like make an L going down, I guess, in and then down in the cork, so now you have a way to pour out the wine without any concern of impurities getting in. So okay, that would be why it's more machmir to make a hole in the cork on the side, because we assume that you're going to make a hole in the cork so that the wine can get out through the side, and that's a better, spigot or a cap than just having a hole in the top where stuff can fall in. Okay. The mice in the kuva, if the cap or the cork or the plug had a hole in it already, well, you can't allow shava. You can't put wax on top of it to seal it up, because that's going to smooth out. You can smooth out the wax. The wax will be smoothed out over the hole, and that is usher. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Ba Lefnei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Be'erev. Now, it's not not at night, but Rashi says Be'arav or Be'erav is a medina, is a place. This happened to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Erev or in Arav. The Amar Choshani lo mechatos, and he said, sure enough, I'm concerned that putting wax on top of a hole in a cork is going to be osim daraisa. It's chayav chatos because of nimareach. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says like this: Lo shna eladrusos. Lo shanu, not lo shanu. Lo shanu. We only taught this halacha, the halacha that you're allowed to, break open a barrel to get these grogros, to get the dried figs, if they're drusos, if they are packed, if they are pressed. Rashi says, what's the difference? The question here is metaltal asayif, right? Why are you allowed to pick up a sword? Right, a sword is mistama. You're not going to kill somebody, so why would that be mutter? So Rashi says, the inyan that you're allowed to pick up the sword and break the chavis, ela bedrushos, that's only by when the grogros are packed together, the figs are packed together. Why? Because you're going to need to use the sword or the knife afterwards anyway to cut the figs. Aval mefurados, but if they're separated, and Rashi says shein tzarech lechatchan, and you don't need to cut them, you can just pick at them. So then lo yitalto saif lishbor zechavis, then you can't take the knife to break the barrel. Because it's going to be a muktzah, as we're going to explain in a minute. Masnisin, I'm still in Rashi over here. We're going to explain in the Gemara. The Mishnah is Rabbi Nechemiah Shita. If you remember, Rabbi Nechemiah said you can only use a kli in the way or for the purpose it was intended to be used. So let's say you have a knife and you're allowed to use the knife to chop, I don't know, carrots, or let's say here, figs. But if you don't need the knife to chop the figs, you're not allowed to use the knife to pop open the barrel. And that's what Rabbi Yoshi is saying, that this is only in the case where you're going to use the knife afterwards. So Gemara says, I am for others, low, really? In the case where the figs are apart, it's not going to be elsewhere. So Mesa may ask you a question. It's not going to be mutter. Mesa may ask you a question. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that's another throwback to Tisha B'Av, right? One of the Sar Harugi Malchus. The first one, at least in the Kinos that we read on Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Mevi Adam, as a chavis shel yayin, a person is allowed to bring a barrel of wine, umatiz rosh shabasayif, and chop off the top of it with a sword, umanichu lefnei orchim b'shabas, and you can put it in front of orchim, v'eino choshesh, right? And there's no problem. So what's the big deal? Why can't you use it? Right? See, it's wine, so certainly wine, separated figs, right? Why? What's the problem with chopping and opening up a barrel? So Gemara says, hahi rabbanon. Yeah, well, that shita, that brisa, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, is the din of rabbanon. They hold it, right? As Rashi says, "Pligid Rabbi Nechemiah, call a kelim nitlan tzarech v'shalol torech." That any kli you can use, whether it's whether you're using it for the intention, the normal use of that said kli. So according to the Rabbanan, you can take a spoon and I don't know, crack open nuts. But Mashnisa in the Mishnah, as we just said, is Rabbi Nechemiah, that's only going to allow you, right, to take a kli for the purpose it was used. So if you're not using the knife later, that's not going to be mutter at all. So says, why did Rabbi Oshia have to say the Mishnah is a case where the figs are pressed together and it's Rabbi Oshia? So we see that there's another shita here. Why don't you just say the Mishnah is talking about spread out figs? And it's the Rabbanan sheet there. You can use it even to open up a barrel and spread out figs. Why do you have to attribute it to Rabbi Nechemiah and pressed tightly figs? So Amar Rava Masnisin Kash Kshite, because the language of the Mishnah was difficult to him. My iriyat the tani grogros. Why did it specify these dried out figs? Right, listening peros, it should just said produce. Right, the Mishnah says all over Shabbos, peros. Why? When you're just talking about, and it means fruit, grain, produce, right? Just say produce. What elish? Mamina bedrusos must be that it's talking about specifically about dried figs, and you have to cut it, and that has to be Rabbi Nechemiah Shita, that the only if you're going to use the knife later to cut it is going to be mutter if you're just to break apart the barrel. Okay. Tanya Chada, one Bryce said, Chotlos shagrogros, if you have a basket of these grogros, v'shal tamarim, or of dates, matir umafkia v'chotech, you can untie, if they're tied up, umafkia, and you can loosen or v'chotech, or you can cut the rope if they're tied up together. V'tani idach matir v'lo mafkia v'lo chotech, one says you're allowed to untie it, but you're not allowed to cut or loosen it. So the Gemara says, Lo kasha harabanan ha Rabbi Nechemya. That's a machlokas, again, same idea of Rabbi of the Chachamim and Rabbi Nechemya. Because you're not allowed to use a knife or scissors, to cut the rope. You're only allowed to use a knife, according to Rabbi Nechemya, to cut food. So therefore, Rabbi Nechemya would not allow you to cut or loosen. I guess loosen must be with the kli. For whatever reason, it must be with the kli or whatsoever, because that's that, as the Gemara says, the Tanya Rabbi Nechemya Omer, afilu tarvot, afilu talis, afilu sakin, even a spoon, even a talis, even a knife, ein niklan el tzok tashmishon, you can only use it for their purpose, the purpose that they're usually used for. But we name Rav Sheshes. They asked the question, Rav Sheshes, mau lemivraz chavisa beburtia b'shabsa. Are you allowed to stab a barrel with a spear on Shabbos? Okay, right? Not taking a sword and chopping off the top of it, but you're literally target practice, taking the spear and throwing it flush into the side of the barrel. So is that mutter or not? So the Gemara says, Lepitka mitkavi v'aser? What's going on? What's the guy trying to do? Is he trying to make a hole in the barrel to get out the wine or whatever? And that would be usher, because obviously making a hole, that's makir patish, or finishing up and creating something in the barrel. So odilma, or maybe la'ayin yafe kamechavin v'shari. Or maybe it's for ayin yafe. What's ayin yafe? L'harchi Rashi says, motze hayayin benekev gadol delom ekev lay k'derach nokve nekev avgul v'yafe. Right, you're trying to show off your guests. You're trying to show, we have so much wine here. We have so much for me to hear. Check out this barrel. Boom. And you just open the barrel to show how much you're willing to give out. So Amalai, she said to him, the piska come chavin v'asir. No, the case where you're trying to open up the barrel, you can't get it open any other way. Fill the spear. There's a hole. There's some wine. And that would be asir because you were trying to get the wine out. Maybe I ask you a question. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, maybe Adam Chavit Shalyainu, Matiz Rosho, Vesayif. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, same advice that we just quoted before. You can bring a barrel of wine and chop its the top off of it with the sword. So why would that be any different? Sword, top, spear, side, what's the difference? So Gemara says, awesome, vade la'en yofer kamachavin. And for sure, over there, the intention is to show his guests and to show the people that how much wine you have to give out. Ha'acha, but here, i'ika de la'en yofer kamachavin, leftucha miftach. And if you wanted to just, make a nice show of how much wine he's giving out, you could have just popped open the barrel from the top. The fact that he threw the spear, open up the barrel. And the fact that he threw the spear, right? He must be that he's looking for some way to get the wine out of the side. Okay, ain okfin magufa. You're not allowed to make a hole in the cork or the plug. From the top, right? That was machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. The Chachamim says Rabbi Yehuda says it's aser. The Chachamim say it's mutter. So Amar Avuna machlokes lamala. The machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is if you're stabbing or you're poking a hole in the top of the plug of the cork. Avol minatzad the rekol aser. But everybody holds, as we explained before, that from the side it is aser. Vayinu dekatani. This is what the Mishnah said. What we learned in the Brisa. Lo yikvenu mitzida. You shouldn't open it up on. You shouldn't make a hole in the cork on the side. Rav Chista, Rav Chista says no. Machlokas meatzad. Machlokas is on the side. Aval gabah devrei kol muter. But on top, if you're poking a hole in the top of the cork, everybody holds that's muter. Rav Degatani lo yivere mitzida. And that brisa, which we said, you shouldn't open a hole, make a hole in the side of a cork. Hasam begufa dechavis tana. Begufa dechavis. That's only talking about in the side of the hole. Meaning in the actual barrel itself, not in the cork. Okay. Tana Rabbana. Ein nokvin nakav chadash b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to make a new hole in a kli on Shabbos. Vein bala hosif mosif. But you can kind of you use a knife and kind of enlarge a hole that was there already. Some people say, you can't do that. But everybody agrees, but if you have an old hole that I guess is not usable anymore, that you can reopen, you can poke right, something I guess was sealed over it, and maybe you plugged it with wax right during the week, and you just want to open it up again. So if you're allowed to open up a new an old hole that was plugged. Because that's not a halachic creation of a barrel. Of a whole. It's not going to be a, you know, a makapadish or a bonesh. It's not going to be any creation of the kli. Because the maisa we just view as if the barrel, the bottle or the barrel is open, there's something on top of it. So you're just removing the top. Right? Just like, you know, according to those, most poskim would say that you're allowed to unscrew a cap, or let's say at least a plastic cap on Shabbos from a bottle. Right, so that's most people assume that that's mutter. Again, it's not, you're not creating an opening in the bottle. No one would say that you're making an opening in the bottle. The hole in the bottle is there. It's just covered by something. Right. Usually, even those who say that that's aser, right? Rosh Zaman famously asers metal caps. He only asers that because it's makir bepadish on the cap, not because you're making a hole in the bottle. That's a discussion for Hilchos Shabbos here, but. The way they were manufactured, apparently, I'm not sure if it's still true, but the way that they were manufactured, that the first time when you open the barrel, the top of the metal top on a bottle, so apparently the metal caps were not created and then screwed on. Apparently, it's just a sheet of metal that's slammed on the glass. So when you twist it off, that's creating the cap for the first time, as opposed to the plastic ones, which apparently are created as caps and then just fastened on the top of the bottles. Okay, either way, but nobody says that you're making a hole in the bottle when you take off the cap. Right, so that's going to be mutter to pop open a hole that is, you know, already extant and in existence. Tanakama, Maishnami Nekev Chadash. Tanakama, what's different? Delo. Why is it different than making a new hole? It's going to attack in Pisco because you're opening, right, you're making a new hole. Right, that's the maisa. That's, you're fixing the hole. You're fixing the opening, or it could be fixing the barrel. Rashi says gemar malacha. Right, it's magapatish. You're finishing the thing. But the implication. But what's the difference between making an old hole bigger, not, or enlarging a hole? So gemar says the sufi namik medak in pischa. Right, making it bigger is also, you know, making a hole in the barrel. So Rabba says the Torah kol pesach shein also the achnis ulahotzi eno pesach. Right, any opening that is not able to take in and send out, right, and you're not able to pour in and get something into the barrel, is not considered a hole. For Rabbanan, who the goes are mishum lol shosh tarnagolim, and the only din here is a din de Rabbanan, because of you might make a hole in the chicken coop. You know, what in the world does that have to do with anything? So a chicken coop, they used to make holes, right, for ventilation. So Chazal were concerned that you might make a one-direction hole, so you might think that you can make a hole in a chicken coop as well. Which brings, you know, fresh air in and takes out hevel, which is like, I don't know, bad air out. So therefore, the din is, if you're going to open a hole, make a hole bigger, enlarge it, that's mozer, because no one does that by a chicken coop. Because you don't want to make the hole too big, because then you get like weasels and rats and stuff. So the only concern here was because if you make a hole big enough, so you may come to make a hole in the chicken coop, which is actually makom patish. But enlarging a hole, nobody does that with a chicken coop, because if you get it too big, then you're going to be dealing with vermin and stuff that will kill your chickens. V'yesh omer imosifin, again, according to the Ma'ariv d'Amar, who says that you're not allowed to add onto a hole, the zinin de lo takne Meikara, because sometimes the hole is not really good originally, right? You made a poor hole, right, when the guy first constructed the barrel. Vasila aruchebe, and then you may come to make it bigger. So there is, of course, that mandamar, there is a scenario where you may come to enlarge the hole in the chicken coop, because if you made it poorly, right, you just make it bigger so that the air can get in and out. Okay, Darshim Nachman, Mishim Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Keish Omrim, and Halacha is in fact like the Yesh Omrim, you're not allowed to enlarge a hole on Shabbos. Okay. V'shav v'shinok v'nekviv yashan l'chachila. But they agree, everybody agrees, that to pop open a new hole, to pop open an old hole, that is motor. So I'm review that for Shmuel, l'shona el b'makom ha'osay lishmor. Right, that's only if you're talking about a hole that was plugged, right, to make sure to keep whatever is inside and to guard it. Aval chazek, but to strengthen, and to strengthen the chazek here, we're talking about the barrel or the kli or the bottle, shelo yetze yeno, so that it shouldn't leave. Hold, as I'm looking at reading Rashi lechazek about 6-7 lines down. Shiachzik a kli, if you're talking about a scenario where you're trying to strengthen the kli, meaning the plug you're making or meaning the plug that was we're talking about is on the bottom. I'm talking about the bottom, and you're trying to make sure that the stuff stays in. Right, meaning you're not, no, you're not trying to make sure that stuff stays in. What's the difference between Shomor and the Chazek? Right, so if you okay, so if you read Rashi, the Rashi above, right, the stima zulanas is al lishmor rechayayin. What's the purpose of the whole originally that's mutter that you're allowed to open is where you're trying the plug is put in there just to keep the smell of the wine. We're talking about the smell, but the chazek is when you're focusing on is on the kli that you're trying to make the kli stronger. You're trying to plug, let's say, a crack or whatever in the kli. So that's going to be awesome. So what's those cases? Just elaborate. Heichi dami lishmor, heichi dami lechazek. What are those cases? The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chisda lamala min ayayin zeh lishmor, lamata min ayayin zeh lechazek." If it's a very easy to understand, meaning in terms of where it is on the barrel, if it's above the wine, so then it's to preserve the smell and the reach of the wine. But if it's beneath the wine, so that's to strengthen the kli and the barrel, and that's going to be. That's going to be an issue. Okay, Rava says, not exactly. If it's below the wine, that's also to keep the smell of the wine in. So what's the case of the chazik? It's even lower. It's beneath the shmarim. The shmarim is like the sediment or the dregs of the wine. It's even underneath there. So it's the bottom of the kli. That's a scenario where it's going to be a problem. That's going to be awesome. Amar le'Avai the Rava Tanya the Misayel Lecha. Abai said, "I got a brisa that proves your point." Bais sosum yishlo arba amos. A bais, if a bais is closed, and again, just conceptually before we get to it, just to get the Abai's proof, is that the plug is mustama meant to be open and closed, but the bottom one, if that's just meant to strengthen the barrel, so it's like it's almost like you're hammering a nail into the barrel to try to make the you know the barrel stronger. So that hole is like gone almost, right? That hole is like gone. You're trying to you know build and make sure that the barrel exists and works. So to open up an old one, if you can imagine the hole was on the bottom of the barrel and you plugged it up with something, and now. Oh, I'm going to open up an old hole. Well, what are you doing? That hole was never made to be reopened. That's very different than taking the plug off or the cork off the top of a bottle of wine. Right? That's very, very different. That's stumbled why if you're opening an old... That's theoretical, yeah? So opening an old hole on the top is very different than opening an old hole on the bottom because the one on the bottom is meant to stay there and meant to disappear. So if I said the Rava, I'll prove you you're right and I'll prove you in a couple of ways. First of all, bais sosum ishlo arba amos. The din is by a chatzer. If you're divvying up a chatzer to the houses that open into it, so whose property is what? So the din is they split it evenly, but each house, each opening, gets dalet amos. It has their property. So bais sosum. Let's say the house is closed. Let's say the door is closed. So that obviously shishlo arba amos. So that opening still gets arba amos. But if part says tzimov, ainlo dalet amos. But if you took off the door and the lintel and the mantle, so then you don't have doesn't get dalet amos. But again, because you've sealed up that opening, it's not supposed to be an opening anymore. Similarly, bias sosum ainlo mitame kol sviva. There's another din. This is not the same din, but there's another din that. A kever is maxig dalet amos. That a kever is supposed to be, you know, gets dalet amos. A person shouldn't go within dalet amos. It's going to give a tumah to rabbanan if you go within dalet amos of a kever. So if you have a house and it has a mace inside of it, so if a bayis sosum ainu matame kol sviva, right? If there's a kever, nothing that house is not going to be turned into a grave or a tomb or a kever. If it just has a mace inside of it, but part it's pitsimov metame kol sviva. But if you take off the door and the lintel and all that stuff, meaning if you close up that entrance lagamre, so then the house has the status of a tomb almost, and then it will be machzik dalet amos and make it people tame dalet amos in all direction. Okay. Okay, Gufta. What is a Gufta? So Rashi says over here, Gufta. Where is that Rashi? I can never find anything. Yeah, Gufta, about like smack in the middle of the daf. That's Koach Kone Chalul Benekev HaChavis, to kind of put a reed that is hollow in the hole of the barrel. She is a yain derech hakana, that the wine should come out through the reed. Like if you need to pour into a small cup, you don't want the barrel has a big mouth. So you make like a, I think it's called a spigot, that you kind of like let the wine kind of flow through, and you can pour into small mouthed receptacles. So Rav Asur Shmuel Asari. And Rav says Zasar, Shmuel says Mutter. And the question, what are they talking about? So Machatik Lechachilo to Golam Aloplegi to Asur, right? They both agree that it's Asur to create such a reed, to hollow it out and cut it up and whatever. Dure the Golam Aloplegi to Shari. And to put it back, if it had already been in the barrel, so then just to put it back in the barrel is Mutter. Kipligi the Machlokes is simply the Chatika de la Metatka, that you made it, but it's not such a good, you didn't hollow it out so well. Just whoever says it's usher says that Rav says it's usher, it's because you may come to actually fashion one. And according to Shmuel, it says mutter, right? We're not going to be gozer that if you fix the hole a little bit, so then you're going to make it lechachila. Lechachila here doesn't mean a lechachila that it's mutter. Lechachila means originally you're going to go and create this reed, which that would be usher. Ketanai, it's actually machlokes tanaim. Ein chotchen shofaris biyamtif. You're not allowed to cut any type of tube on Yontif, and Tzerchalom on Shabbos, and certainly not on Shabbos. Nafla, but if it fell out of the bottle or the basket or whatever, so Machziros on Shabbos and Tzerchalom on Yontif, you can put it back for sure. Rabbi Yoshia Meiko, Rabbi Yoshia is Meiko. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoshia Ahaya. What's Rabbi Yoshia going on? Ilema Aresha. If you tell me he's Meiko by the case of actually fashioning and creating this tube, so I'll come attacking Mana. What are you talking about? You're making a kli. Why would he say that that's mutter? Ela seifa, but if you're telling me that he's mekil about the second case, where we said that you're allowed to put the two back in the bottle, the Tanakama nami mishra kashari. Tanakama also says it's mutter. So why do you tell me that Rabbi Yoshi is mutter? He's matir, he's mekil. So Ella, rather, the case is, dechaticha velo metakna. Like we were talking about, the case is you have this tube, but it's not perfect, and you want to kind of cut it out a little bit. Ikabinayu, and that's the nafkamina between the two shitas, between Tanakama and Rabbi Yoshia. Mar Savar Gazrina and Mar Savar Lo Gazrina. Okay, and that's the machlokas we just quoted before. Rav Shisha Brei de Rav Idi Mishmei de Rav Yochanan, Darash Rav Shisha Brei de Rav Idi Mishmei de Rav Yochanan, Halacha, Rav Yoshia, and Halacha, in fact, is like Rav Yoshia. Okay. In lice of a kuva, let's say there was a hole, if the barrel had a hole in it, so then you can't put wax, because that would be mimareach, that would be smoothing out the wax. Mishka, what about thick oil? So Rav Asur Shmuel Shari, Machlokas again, Rav and Shmuel. Man de Asur Gazrina Mishim Shava, Man de Shari, Lo Gazrina, right? According to Rav, who says it's Asur, it's because you may come to confuse and use wax, and that's actually Asur. But Man de Shari, Shmuel says there's no concern. Okay. Amar Leirav Shmuel Bar. Amar Leirav Shmuel Bar Rechana Leirav Yosef. Beferish Amar Talan Mishmei the Rav Mishka Shari. He said, you know, we quoted Rav as being Aser, so you told me that Rav actually matters this. Okay. Amar Tavus Rishba, that was a guy. Amar Shmuel Hai Tarfa De Asa. If you have Tarfa De Asa, is Rashi says is a Hadas. If you have some sort of Hadas that you're going to put, and you're going to use the leaf as like a spigot for the wine to flow out of a bottle or a barrel. So that is usher. It is usher to use that. My timer, what's the reason? It's gzera because you may use it as a marzav is a gutter. That you might actually, kind of create some sort of gutter. And the stoma, again, apparently those items, again, for us that seems like a little bit far-fetched, but apparently there was some similarity there and people would get confused. Ravashi Amar Gzeri Shamayiktam. Ravashi says, no, you may come to pluck the leaf off of the hadas. May benayu, what is the nafkamina between those two reasons? Yik benayu to cut the mumanchi. Let's say it was already plucked, right? So again, according to the mandamar, says it's also because you may pluck it, so there's no concern. According to the mandamar, says you may use it as some sort of gutter, so then it is going to be still usher. Bay Sadia, what about felt?
What about felt? Now, this is not talking about, to make a spigot or to pour wine, but Rashi says a totally different halacha. Asuyin lekaf antachat b'makom makar or keses. So this is stuff that you would put underneath a pillow or a car or keses, some sort of pillow. So you'd stuff it in a pillow. So what about, are you allowed to wear that? As Rashi says, we didn't see it yet, but Rav Aser, if you look at Rashi, La'aviyu derech malbush derech shus harabim. Are you allowed to wear that stuff? Let's say it's cold out. Are you allowed to take some of this felt padding? Are you allowed to wear it outside? Is that considered, a hotzah or not? Is it considered a malbush? Is it considered clothing or a masoi or a burden? So, Rav Aser Shmuel Shari, again, one third time, Rav is Aser, Shmuel says as mutter. Birakin, if it's soft, kuli amal pligi d'shari. Everybody agrees that it's mutter, that people will often use that. It is as clothing. It's not an unnatural way of people warm themselves with soft felt or soft whatever. Bikashin, but let's say it's hard. Let's say it's tough. Kuli algo lo pligi d'aser. Everybody agrees that it's aser. Ki pligi d'mitzari. The question is if it's kind of in between. Man the aser mexica masui, man the shari lo mexica masui. And according to the one who says that it's aser, that looks like a burden. According to the one who says it's mutter, that it does not. Vahad the rav, lad beferish shidmar ela machlola itmar. And that which Rav said, that it's aser, he didn't say it straight up, we just inferred it from another story. The rav ikla lu aser, because Rav came to our neighborhood, the lo havale ravcha, and didn't have enough room for him to sit inside. So he went outside. Nafak Yosef Bekarmelis. He went outside and sat in the Carmelis. Maybe the base medrash was overflowing, Baruch Hashem. And he was sitting outside in the Carmelis. Isolei Beisadya. And then people brought him Beisadya. They brought him this felt, this stuff they used to stuff in a pillow, this padding. Lo Yosef, but he wouldn't sit on it. So man, the Chaza, and the person who saw that, Savar Mishum de Beisadya Aser. He thought that maybe Beisadya was Xera, because people may think that it looks like a masui, maybe it's carrying, it's using something in the Carmelis, maybe he carried it out. He didn't want to, what's it called? It had been carried out from Shusha Yachid, right? He didn't want to benefit from it. Right? Even though it was in the Rabbanon, but he still didn't want it to benefit from it. So Gemara says, and Velohi, and it's not actually true. That wasn't the reason why Rav didn't want to sit on it. The Rav Achruze Ma'achriz, because he announced the Beisadya Shari, that actually holds that the stuff is mutter. Mishum Kvod Rav Hussainu Liyosh Avala, but he didn't want to get extra kavod than the other Rabbanim that were with him, because apparently he got the felt and they didn't. Umaninu, who was that? That was Rav Kahana, Virav Asi. Okay, Shkoyakoda Rav Hussainu Tashem, we'll go weiter in the Hilig Shas tomorrow.